We're doing the Ketuv Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and we're doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah, the 100th chapter, Halacha Yud Beis. Nagin Litanot Erev Rosh Hashanah, the custom is to fast on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. We don't do that, it would destroy our learning. Some people fast half a day if it doesn't hurt them, if it doesn't bother them, but our generation is a weakened generation. But there used to be such a custom that most people, you know, most communities used to fast on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Then Nofilin Apneim Tefilat Shacharit, and the morning before Rosh Hashanah, we don't do Nefil Sapayim, we don't fall on our face. Then Tokin Be'ev Rosh Hashanah, nor do we blow the shofar on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. We've been blowing it every day, every morning, right? To arouse us to tshuva. Well, we don't blow it on the eve of Rosh Hashanah in order to discern, to recognize that the whole month we've been doing it, it's a custom, there's no biblical obligation. And now on Rosh Hashanah, there's a biblical mitzvah to blow shofar. So in order to discern between these two blowings, we stop a day, we make a pause. And the last point is, on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, we shave, we shower, we go to mikvah, we get ready for this holy day, we show our confidence in God, that on this day we will have a good judgment. So it's good to take a haircut and a shave. If you can't do it on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, do it a day earlier, or 2 days earlier. We come in looking fresh, we come in as though it's a Yom Tov, and the idea is, look at this great nation. You know, a guy has to go and be judged by the judge. Usually he's scared, he doesn't take care of himself, he comes in and he's like all worried. And if a guy knows that the judge is his father, so then when he has to go and appear before the judge, he shaves, he showers, he walks in with his finest suit. He says, you know, I know he has to judge me, but I also know he's going to do whatever he can to make it come out good. And that's how we walk into judgment. We walk into judgment, we shave, we shower, we put on our finest clothing, and we come in looking like we're coming into a holiday because we're showing our confidence. We're not being judged by a cruel judge, we're being judged by our Father. He's going to do the best possible judgment for us, and that's the confidence that we exude on the day of Rosh Hashanah. So in preparation for that, well, on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, you got to shave, you got to shower, you got to take your haircut and prepare the fine clothing.